Protestant boys, good tidings I bring, though which may blast our sorrowful fears. For our most gracious sovereign king, Ireland now before him he clears. None is able to withstand him while he does march the Irish shore. Where'er he does meet him, with shot he does greet him. The rebels was ne'er so peppered before. Our troops did then in armor appear, being right valiant Protestant boys. When the proud foe did seem to draw near, who was so swift as Tory dear joys? O'er the boys to skip and scamper, fearing they should be laid in their gore. In heat of the battle, the guns they did rattle, the rebels was ne'er so peppered before. Some of the French troops seemed to stand with an intent our men to degrade, but our king with drawn sword in hand among them their strange havoc he made, so that they were forced to scour and in their lingua bitterly swore, with horror defy us, both shoot, cut, and kill us. Beggar, we was ne'er so peppered before. We neither French nor Tories did fear, for we up to their faces did ride, charging them from the front to the rear, vowing to cut down Catholic pride. Pistols, carbines, horsemen fire, likewise our loud-mouthed cannons did roar. The French they did lower, and Tories did scour, for faith they were ne'er so peppered before. Drums they did beat and trumpets did sound, while our great king and rebels pursued. From hill to hill, full 7 miles round, being with warlike courage imbued. French and Tories both did scour, while our guns like thunder did roar. We blasted the glory of Monsieur and Tory, the rogues they were ne'er so peppered before. The Inniskilling horsemen and Danes seized Tyrconnel's jewels and plate, and still will take industrious pains to secure his lordship's estate. For their warlike satisfaction, being resolved ne'er to give o'er to blasting the glory of both French and Tory, the rogues they were ne'er so routed before. Now when the battle was at an end, gracious King William thus did proceed. To Drogheda then he straightways did send, willing them to surrender with speed to his army at discretion, else his loud-mouthed cannon should roar. They straight did surrender to our faith's defender, no king ever conquered like him before. Dublin city yielded also to our great king of fame and renown, where he in royal person did go, no French being left to give him a frown. Protestants he soon released, which did their former comforts restore. A heavenly blessing he still is possessing, no king ever conquered like him before.